The Life Simulator by Tommy Neen. Narrated by Nigel Lane. Brought to you exclusively by Fictra. Chapter 3. Thomas lay in bed, staring at the ceiling. He'd woken up in his mum's desk chair, the computer shutting down in front of him. He'd had a moment of disorientation as he came to. His body felt wrong. It took him a couple of seconds to realise it was the size. The character in the game was shorter than he was, only by a few inches, but it still felt different. He rubbed his eyes and shook his head. His eyes itched, like he'd been staring at a screen without blinking for too long. He rubbed them and looked back at the computer screen. He hit the power button and booted it up. The screen flickered to life as it had before, completely unchanged. The icon for Life Simulator was still there, next to his old version of Pong. He shut the computer down and went to his bedroom. His phone pinged. Chaz had messaged him.
Anything?
She's gone out. We'll try in the morning.
Thomas put the phone down. He needed some time to process this. His mind was buzzing.
My mum has a piece of software on her computer that can simulate reality.
The thought drilled itself into his skull. It wasn't just the usual VR trick of making you see something that wasn't there. This was total. His every sense completely fooled. The computer had transported Thomas's mind to another place. He quickly glanced down at his foot. The bee sting hadn't been real, but his foot was still swollen and painful. His mind believed the lie so much, it was responding like it was real. Thomas rolled over. He had to know more about this, but should he tell his mum? She wouldn't want him messing around with this. Whatever kind of software it was completely cutting edge, probably classified or confidential.
She could get in trouble just for me having looked at it.
The thought brought a stab of guilt with it.
If I tell her I've used it, then she might not stop me from using it again.
More guilt.
I should leave it alone.
That was the reasonable answer. But the more Thomas thought about it, the more he knew he was going to have to go back. This was beyond anything that he'd ever seen, beyond anything that was even close to being available on the market. Whatever else this was, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Thomas drew his covers up around his head.
She'll never know. I'm only going to use it a bit, just while she's out. Maybe just play the first level, like a demo. Then I'll buy the full thing when it's eventually released. If it's released.
He was pretty sure it was a game. If it was a tech demo, then why bother to give it a full story? The death threat through the door had got to him when he'd first encountered it, but now he was intrigued. He wanted to know what happened next. Was it a horror game? Action? Was he meant to run from this person? Fight them? Or was it a sort of solve-your-own-murder setup? Just the thought of it made his body ache. He had to know. The sound of his parents coming in downstairs broke Thomas out of his daydream. He'd have to be careful. His parents went out a fair bit for work, so he'd have plenty of time to himself. But he wouldn't be able to hear them come in whilst in the game world, so he'd have to choose a time when he knew they'd both be out, for certain. He contained his excitement. He needed sleep.
The game really took it out of you. I can't wait to tell Chaz about it in the morning.
If he did decide to tell Chaz, Chaz wasn't always the best at keeping things to herself. As it was, Thomas needn't have worried. Chaz was far more interested in what he was going to do about the game they were meant to be designing together. She slapped down her notebook with a sharp smack on the table next to him at lunch. It was full of more designs and drawings, which would ordinarily have been a rush for Thomas, but he found himself zoning out halfway through her descriptions. His mind kept wandering back to the game, to the note that had slid through the letterbox. So much so that he didn't notice Chaz had stopped speaking for a few seconds after she was done. He looked up into her eyes and realised she was staring at him with a worried expression on her face.
Are you all right? You were completely gone, weren't you? What's up?
Nothing. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
It was a lame excuse.
You know, I can read you like a book, right? Really, I'm just tired.
Thomas tried to reassure her. Chaz paused, eyebrow raised, before continuing.
Do I need to go over this again?
Thomas got through it this time, but inside he was itching to get back home. His parents were working late again, which meant he'd be able to have another look around the apartment in the game. The second he got home, he grabbed the ready meal they'd left for him and booted up his mum's computer. He was back in the game before the timer could finish on the microwave. It was all just as he'd left it. Well, not quite. The first thing that struck Thomas was that he was wearing a big woolly jumper and leggings now. It wasn't just the costume that had changed either. The washing up had changed in the sink. There was more mail on the table. The bills all dated to that day's date. There was a letter open on the table next to a note about the bins. He gave it a quick glance. Nothing too interesting. His character had been through a clinical trial and they needed to bring her back in for a checkup. He filed it away in his head. That sounded like a plot hook for a side quest. Even the company name, Janus Corp, sounded like a stock evil organisation name. He approached the front door, expecting another letter, or for the whole thing to burst open in a jump scare with a knife-wielding alien. Nothing happened, though. The door remained totally still, unchanged. Thomas reached out and pulled the handle down. It gave and opened. He stepped out into the hall beyond. It was an ordinary corridor, slightly saggy wallpaper with a raised floral patterning, yellowed with age and cigarette smoke. There was a window at the end. It suddenly struck Thomas that he'd been interrupted, trying to get a look out the window in the apartment. He walked over to it now and looked out. He was greeted by snowy streets and large cars, all driving on the wrong side of the road. Where was this? America? No. There was a flag with a maple leaf on it just across the road. He was in Canada. He turned and ran down the corridor, finding a stairwell at the opposite end. He took the stairs two at a time, running barefoot out onto the street. It was freezing. He could feel the cold lancing up through his toes.
"You okay there, Maisie?" said a man's voice from behind him.
He turned to see a tall, thin man with a walrus moustache and a badge looking at him with raised eyebrows. The badge had maintenance written on it, right beneath the name Clive.
"Maisie? Maisie?"
Thomas was still amazed at the voice that came out when he talked. She was Canadian. He wasn't even putting on an accent, but it came out all the same, lilting, soft and musical.
"Yep, that's my name, Maisie. I'm fine, thanks, Clive."
Did you get my note about the..."
Clive managed to get out before Thomas rushed past the maintenance man and back up the stairs to the apartment. He didn't have time for NPC dialogue. He rummaged in a wardrobe for a coat and some shoes, slipping them on as quickly as he could and heading back downstairs. He was going to explore. His travels didn't show him much on his first attempt, just a few people that recognised his character from work or friends around the town. It was a little place called Banff, up in the Rocky Mountains, just up the road from a massive skiing resort called Lake Louise. The whole place was very pretty, cosy and welcoming in a homely sort of way. Two little rows of buildings with the mountains sweeping behind them to form a grand backdrop. Snow covered their peaks, their pure whiteness blinding in the sunshine. The smell of pine mingled with the aroma of proper maple syrup from the cafes. Thomas logged out that night with a beatific smile on his face. It felt like going on holiday.